Live from the Tacoma Theater in Washington, D.C., are you ready? D.C., are you ready? It's time to bring the pain. Give up the love for Mr. Chris Rock!
Had all the positive black leaders there. Farrakhan, Jesse, Marion Barry. Marion Barry. And the Million Man Mark, how'd he get a ticket? It was a damn positivity. How'd he get it, man? Marion Barry at the Million Man Mark. You know what that means? That means that even in our finest hour, we got a crackhead on stage. Hey, boo if you want. You know I'm right. How the hell Marion Barry get his job back? Smoke crack got his job back. How the hell that happened? I mean, if you get caught smoking crack at McDonald's, you can't get your job back. Right. They're not gonna trust you around the Happy Meals. They'll send your ass to Hardee's. Smoke crack got his job, but all I wanna know, who ran against him that they lost? Who was so bad they lost to a crackhead? What was their campaign like? What was they on heroin? Vote for me. Smack! Marion Barry, now come on, man. How are you gonna tell little kids to not get high when the mayor's on crack? Don't get high, it won't be nothing. I could be mayor. But crack everywhere. Crack everywhere. You know what they say? Crack is destroying the black community. Crack is destroying the ghetto. Yeah, like the ghetto was so nice before crack. They say that shit like everybody in the hood had a mansion, a yacht, and a swimming pool. And crack came by and dried it all up. I think we always focus on the negative side of crack. Always on the negative side of crack. What about the good side of crack? What about the beauty of crack? What about the good things that crack has brought into our mind that were not here before? You know what the good side of crack is? If you're up at the right hour, you can get a VCR for $1.50. You can furnish your whole house for $10.95. Why? Because of crack. Shit, Christmas time, you ever buy somebody a crack gift? Ooh, they think you got him something like, ooh, you shouldn't have. I did. Bought it from a crackhead. I think they should just legalize crack. Legalize. You know why I want them to legalize crack? Just so my friends' mothers can have something to brag about. You know, Ronald got his own crack house now. Child, he got his own crack house. And I drive by every day. I go, that's my baby crack house right there. They got jumbo. Legalize it, man. All drugs should be legal. All drugs should be legal. Why? Because people want to get high. That's right. People think about getting high right now. People are like, damn, how much longer in the show? People love to get high, man. You could get rid of all the illegal drugs in the world. Won't mean shit. People want to get high. You give it all the crack, all the herb, all the blow. You know what happened? People were just thinking new ways of getting high. That's right. Guys would go in their basement and become scientists. Like, yo, check this out, check this out. You know, if you get a baby's bottle, right? Fill up a little gasoline and a dead lima bean and suck it, you'll be fucked up. That's right, man. Now we got the war on drugs. Bullshit. War on drugs is bullshit. It's a way to get more motherfuckers in jail. That's all it is. Because drugs, yeah. That's all it is. Because drug dealers don't really sell drugs. Drug dealers offer drugs. I'm 30 years old. Ain't nobody ever sold me drugs. Ain't nobody ever sold nobody in this room some drugs. Was you ever in your life not thinking about getting high and somebody sold you some fucking drugs? Hell no. Drug dealers offer. They go, yo, man, you want some smoke? You want some smoke? You say no? That's it. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses, on the other hand. Shit. Yo, man, drug dealers don't sell drugs. Drugs sell themselves. It's crack. It's not an encyclopedia. It's not a fucking vacuum cleaner. You don't really gotta try to sell crack, okay? I never heard a crack dealer go, man, how am I gonna get rid of all this crack? It's just piled up in my house. That's right, man. I mean, I don't fuck around. I don't do no, I don't get high at all. Probably the main reason I don't fuck around, my big brother. Big brother, junkie alcoholic. But he doesn't eat pork, because pork's no good for you. People are full of shit, man. People shoot heroin and go, you know red meat to kill you. What do you mean red meat to kill you? Only in America will we say some bullshit like red meat to kill you. We got too much food in America. Too much food. What do you mean red meat to kill you? People are starving all over the world. What do you mean red meat to kill you? No. Don't eat no red meat? No. Don't eat no green meat, okay? What you talking about? Yo, if you're one of the chosen few people on this earth that's lucky enough to get your hands on a steak, bite the shit out of it, okay? Too much food in America, man. We got so much food. You realize America's the only country in the whole world that makes people feel bad for being fat? The only country in the whole world. People starving all over the world. If you fat someplace else, people are like, damn, how you do that? That's amazing. I gotta hang with you. Oh, you think you're all that with your fat ass? Well, I'll put on some weight, we gonna hang. Too much food in America, man. We got so much food in America, we're allergic to food. Allergic to food. Hungry people ain't allergic to shit. So you think anybody in Rwanda's got a fucking lactose intolerance? Then we got some people don't eat pork. What the fuck is that shit about? You don't eat pork. You don't eat pork. Some people don't eat pork for religious reasons, which I think is dumb. I ain't shitting on nobody's religion. But I refuse to believe that on Judgment Day, my diet's gonna come into question, okay? What you eat don't got shit to do with who you are as a person. Okay, hey, God, I killed a bunch of kids, but they ain't right. No, that ain't gonna happen, man, no. See, people don't realize, like, religious books were written by man. Man wrote everything, right? Man wrote the Bible, man wrote the Quran, man wrote the Torah, all that shit written by man. And thousands of years ago, before there was, you know, like 5,000 years ago, before there was Reynolds Wrap, before there was refrigerators, before there was freezers, before there was seasoning, a pork chop might kill you. That's right, one drop, oh, I'm dead. But times have changed. That's right. See, times have changed. People are, you know, 5,000 years ago, it's like, damn, this pork is killing everybody. How can we get people to not eat pork? Okay, tell them God said don't eat it. And everybody said, okay, God said don't eat it. They stopped eating it. Times have changed, though. And now we got refrigerators. We got freezers. We got saran wrap. We got Reynolds wrap. Now a pork chop's your friend. That's right. If you starving, a pork chop will save your life. Shit, I eat a pig's ass. They cook it right. Yo, man, my family's from the South. You know people from the South love some pork. Now, no matter what you eating down South, they got some pork in it. Hey, there's some good fish. What kind of fish is this? Pork fish. You know what the nastiest part of pork is? Pig feet. Pig feet be sitting in that old-ass jar. That same jar been sitting in the store since you was about 14 years old. And the pig feet are floating around that liquid, the brown, beige, rust liquid. What is the liquid? What is that, pig piss? And people actually pick out the pig feet. No, not that one. The other one. Like, it's a difference in nasty-ass pig feet. No, give me that one. The one with the nail in it. No, I want the athlete's pig foot. There's a lot of stuff going on this year. A lot of everything racial this year. What's the big thing this year? Election. Colin Powell. He should run. He could win. Colin could win. He should run. He can't win. Colin Powell can't win. Colin Powell got a better chance of winning the bronze in female gymnastics than being the president of the United States. Get the fuck out. White people ain't voting for Colin Powell. Say they are not. Okay? Just gonna soup his head up, make him run, he'll get killed trying to run. Shit, Colin Powell. White people say they're gonna vote for him because it seemed like the right thing to say. It just seems like a cool thing to say. Yeah, I'm gonna vote for him. It just seemed like the right thing to say. Just like if you ask somebody if they wanna be an organ donor, they always say, yeah. Nobody wants to be an organ donor. Nobody. It just seemed like the right thing to say. Shit, organ donors for people with no faith at all. You know, what if they figure out a way to bring you back from the dead? Now I don't got no eyes. Ain't this a bitch? Back from the dead and I can't see shit. Mama, I'm back. Mama, where my eyes? You gave them to a little boy in Idaho. Now I gotta go kill him to get my eyes back. Colin Powell can't be president. Get the hell. You know I can tell Colin Powell can't be president? Whenever Colin Powell on the news, white people always give him the same compliments. Always the same compliments. How do you feel about Colin Powell? He speaks so well. He's so well spoken. He speaks so well. I mean, he really speaks well. He speaks so well. Like that's a compliment. Speak so well is not a compliment, okay? Speak so well is some shit you say about retarded people that can talk. What do you mean he speaks well? What, did he have a stroke the other day? He's a fucking educated man. How the fuck you expect him to sound? You dirty motherfucker, what are you talking about? He speaks so well. You talking about he speaks so well. What voice were you looking to come out of his mouth? What the fuck did you expect me to sound like? I'ma drop me a bomb today. I'll be prez old dead. Fuck out of here. Now they talk about Colin Powell should run for vice president. Do it for his country. Fuck the country. Shit. He gonna run with a guy he could beat. He gonna run with fucking Dole. He could beat Dole. He wouldn't ask no black, they'll only ask a black man to do something that fucking stupid, run with a guy he could beat. Get the fuck out of here. They wouldn't ask no white guy to do no shit like that. They're not gonna ask Al Gore to run with Al Sharpton, no. The fuck out of here, man. Vice president. You know what? That ain't gonna happen. Long as you live, you ain't never gonna see no black vice president. Not while the president's white. Oh no, you will never see. Do you not? You say, they tell you never say never. I'm saying never. Ain't never see no black vice president. Not while there's a white president. You know why? Cause some black guy would just kill the president. That's why. Shit, I'd do it. If we had a black vice president right now, I couldn't wait to kill the president. Shit. Joke. And what's gonna happen to me? What are you gonna do? Put me in jail with a bunch of black guys and treat me like a hero for the rest of my life? Shit, even if they had a death penalty, what would happen? Just get pardoned by the black president. I'd be the biggest star in the history of jail. Be signing autographs 97-KY, here you go. Shit, I'd be in jail, guys come up to me, yo, Chris, yo, man. Yo, I hope my kids turn out to be just like you, man. You know, I was getting ready to rape you till I realized who you were. Oh, they will rape you in jail, boy. See, the whole damn country is so damn conservative now. Everybody's like, jails ain't tough enough. Jails ain't tough enough. We gotta have a death penalty. Jails ain't tough enough. Yo, jails are fucked up, okay? Don't believe the hype. The problem is, the reason jails are so crowded, because life is fucked up too. When people are broke, people are starving, life. Shit, life is catching up to jail. Shit, if you live in an old project, a new jail ain't that bad. Shit, I was watching HBO had this special on, the jail special, a couple of months ago. Now, normally when you see a special about jail, it's on regular TV, and there's a lot of shit they don't show. Oh, not the HBO jail special. Oh, they showed it all. They was interviewing a brother in there. They said, now, sir, when a new inmate comes in and he wants some drugs, how do you initiate him? The guy goes, well, the first thing I do is make him toss my salad. The guy's like, toss my salad? Well, what's that? God, well, having your salad tossed means having your asshole eaten out with jelly or syrup. I prefer syrup. I'm not making this up. And then the guy said, why must you go through all of that, sir? Why not just oral sex? And the guy goes, well, when a man's sucking your dick, he can pretend that's something else. When he's eating ass, he knows it's ass. I did, yo. We don't need a death penalty. We got the toss salad man. Shit, if I had a choice right now between the electric chair or tossing a salad, I'd be like, so where you plug it in? Shouldn't I be wet? Now everybody tell, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need the toss salad man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you gotta do? No! No! I don't wanna toss a salad. I don't wanna toss a salad. I'm a read. I'm a learn to read. Woo! Lot of racial shit this shit. Lot of racial shit. What was the big thing? OJ. OJ was big. That's right. Black people too happy, white people too mad. White people are like, man, this is bullshit. I ain't seen white people that mad since they canceled MASH. Black people way too happy. Like, hey, we won! We won! Yes, we won! What the fuck did we win? Every day I look in the mailbox for my OJ prize, nothing. And, ooh, it's all about race. That shit wasn't about race. That shit was about fame. Because if OJ wasn't famous, he'd be in jail right now. If OJ drove a bus. If OJ drove a bus, he wouldn't even be OJ. He'd be Orenthal, the bus driving murderer. And everybody, oh, the jury's so stupid. Fuck the fuck out of here, man. They're so stupid. How could they not? White people would have done the exact same shit, okay? The exact same shit. Because if that was Jerry Seinfeld charged with double murder, and the only person that found the glove just happened to be in the Nation of Islam. Jerry be a free man. Be eating cereal right now. But let's break down the case. What happened? What's the guy, Ron Goldman? That was her boyfriend, okay? Don't be mistaken and think it was just some guy returning glasses, okay? When was the last time you left some shit in a restaurant and they brought it back to your house, okay? Shit, I wanna eat there. Shit, you can leave a newborn baby in a restaurant and they'll put him in a coat room. Second of all, he was known to drive around town in this Ferrari that OJ bought for her. Think about that shit. I'll buy you a car. You gonna let another man drive around in my car? Are you out of your fucking mind? Shit. God. You better recognize. Shit, I don't even have Ferrari. But if I saw somebody driving my Pinto, that shit would blow up like the Godfather. And I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand. You know what else? OJ is paying $25,000 a month in alimony. $25,000. And $4,000 a month for food. For food. What the fuck was she eating? For $4,000 a month. I guess she's like, I gotta get some extra cheese on my Whopper. Yo, women, y'all got it good, boy. When it's time to get a divorce, women got it made. They go to court, start talking that shit. Your Honor, I'm used to this, I'm used to that, I'm accustomed to this. Yo, what the fuck is accustomed? What that got to do with shit? Hey, you got a restaurant, you're accustomed to eating. You leave, you ain't eating no more. They don't owe you a steak. And women go to court, talk that shit, Your Honor, I'm used to this, I'm used to that, I want some money, give me some money. And they get the money. What about what the man's used to? What about what the man's accustomed to? That might not be money, but during the course of a relationship, a man grows accustomed to a few things. And I would love to see a man go to court and say, Your Honor, check this out. You know, I'm accustomed to fucking her 4 times a week. Now I feel I should be able to fuck at least 2x a week. I mean, she can have the alimony, but I want some pussy payments. Am I bad? That's right, man. Shit. You know what? That's alimony. That's what made OJ crack. That alimony, she paying that big-ass alimony. He ain't scored a touchdown in 20 years. That's right, should have had a prenup. That's right, prenuptial agreement. Everybody needs a prenup. People think you gotta be rich to get a prenup. Oh, no. You got 20 million. Your wife want 10, big deal. You ain't starving. But if you make 30,000, and your wife want 15, you might have to kill her. Shit, I ain't gonna move back with my mama because you ain't in love. You gonna have to die. So you gotta think about OJ's situation. $25,000 a month, another man driving around his car, fucking his wife, and a house he's still paying a mortgage on. Now, I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand. Case, who I feel for more than everybody else, man? Everybody, OJ, Nicole, Kato, fuck all of them, man. You know what I really feel for? Who I feel for more than anybody else? Ike Turner. to OJ took his title. Now I just go, hey, I could have killed Tina. What about me? What's blood got to do with it? That's the big thing now, domestic abuse. That's the big shit in 96, domestic abuse. Everybody's doing it. OJ, Warren Moon, Billy D. Williams. Billy D. Williams? Billy D. Williams hitting on women? What the fuck is the world coming to? Say it isn't so. Billy D. Williams. Boy, I guess he must have had a little too much Coke 45. You know what they say, there's no reason to ever hit a woman. She is a reason to hit everybody. Just don't do it. She is a reason to kick an old man down a flight of stairs. Just don't do it. Ain't nobody above an ass whooping. Okay? Anybody can give you a reason to hit. And women know this for a fact. Men don't even got a bet. Women know this for a fact. Ain't nothing more crazy, nothing more out of control, nothing more likely to embarrass you in a fucking restaurant than a woman that knows you ain't gonna hit her. When a woman is with a man she knows 100% ain't gonna hit her, woo! She can't wait for him to do something wrong so she can yell at him like a little boy. What the fuck you gonna do? Kiss my ass. I don't care where we at. Just kiss my ass. You punk ass. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And the man's like, how the fuck we get here? I tell you how you got there. You got in an argument with your woman and went too far and that was it. And women, you know you can go too far. Feel like, well, you can't, yes, you can go too fucking far. I'm a man, and if I'm having an argument with a man that's bigger than me, I know there's a zone I don't go into. Okay? There's a zone I don't fuck with, okay? And women, you could go to, women will go at you. They don't give a fuck, they'll spit on you, they'll hit you. What the fuck you gonna do? 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 Then she say something, then they say the wrong things, like, that's why your mama's a bitch. And she knows she went too far. Then she braces herself for the hit, like. Then the hit don't come, she's like, ooh, I got him now, you little dick motherfucker, kiss my ass. You little dick motherfucker, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I fucked all your friends, that's right. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I was tossing salads, child. Don't think it's cool to hit women. I ain't on that shit now. Don't think that's cool. I've never hit a woman in my life. I would never hit a woman. I ain't on that shit. I would never, ever hit a woman in my life. Never. That ain't cool. I would never hit a woman. Nah. But I'll shake the shit out of one. What the hell's wrong with you? You crazy woman? I'll kill you, girl. What the fuck you tossing salads for? Are you crazy? Are you a fucking nut? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I'll let go when you shut up. Girl, I'll shake this weave out your head. I don't give a fuck. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna let go. And you're gonna sit down there. You're gonna fucking eat your food. And we're gonna argue when we get home, all right? I don't wanna hear no shit. You better fucking eat your fucking food. And we're gonna argue when we get home, okay? Okay? Okay, I'm gonna let go. I've been on out here. Shit. Problem? Now, we got a lot of things, a lot of racism going on in the world right now. Who's more racist, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people too. Everything white people don't like about black people really don't like about black people. There's some shit going on with black people right now. It's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. It's black people and there's niggas. Niggas have got to go. Every time black people want to have a good time, ignorant-ass niggas fuck it up. Can't do shit. Can't do shit without some ignorant-ass niggas fucking it up. Can't do nothing. Can't keep a disco open more than 3 weeks. Grand opening, grand closing. Can't go to a movie the first week it come out. Why? Because niggas are shooting at the screen. What kind of ignorant shit is that? Hey, this is a good movie. This is so good, I got to bust a cap in here. Hey, I love black people, but I hate niggas, bro. Oh, I hate niggas. Boy, I wish they let me join the Ku Klux Klan. Shit, I do a drive-by from here to Brooklyn. Tired of niggas, man. You can't have shit when you're around niggas. You can't have shit. You can't have no big screen TV. You can have it, but you better move it in at 3 a.m. Painted white, hope niggas think it's a bassinet. Can't have shit in your house. Why? Because niggas will break in your house. Niggas will live next door to you, break in your house, and come over the next day and go, I heard you got robbed. Like, nigga, you know you robbed me. You ain't hear shit because you was doing shit. Damn. Tired of niggas. Tired of niggas, man. Damn, man. You know what the worst thing about niggas? Niggas always want some credit for some shit they supposed to do. For some shit they just supposed to do. A nigga will brag about some shit a normal man just does. A nigga will say some shit like, I take care of my kids. You're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker. What are you talking about? What are you bragging about? What kind of ignorant shit is that? I ain't never been to jail. What, you want a cookie? You're not supposed to go to jail, you low expectation ever, motherfucker. Fuck, man, I'm tired of this shit. You know what the worst thing about niggas? The worst thing about niggas? Niggas love to not know. Nothing make a nigga happier than not knowing the answer to your question. Just ask a nigga a question. Any nigga. Hey, nigga, what's the capital of Zaire? I don't know that shit. Keeping it real. Niggas love to keep it real. Real dumb. Niggas hate knowledge. Shit. So I tell you, niggas are breaking your house. You want to save your money? Put it in your books. Because niggas don't read. Just put the money in the books. Shit, books are like kryptonite to a nigga. Here's a book. No! No! Not a book! No! No! Tired of this shit, man. Your kids can't fucking play nowhere. Every year the space gets smaller. Okay, you can go from that corner to that corner. Oh, you can go from that gate to that gate. By the time motherfuckers 10, he's just hopping in a circle, like. Tired of this shit, man. Tired. Fee-fi-fo-figure, boy, I hate a nigga. Boy, tired of this shit, man. Tired, man. Niggas is ignorant, love being a singing about ignorance. I heard some song the other day. It's the first of the month. Niggas are singing welfare carols. On the first day of welfare, my true love gave to me. I wish you a merry welfare and a happy food stamp. The fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? Now they got some shit they're trying to get rid of welfare. So every time you see welfare in the news, they always show black people. Black people don't give a fuck about welfare. Niggas are shaking in their boots. Oh, they gonna take our shit. Shit, a black man that got 2 jobs, going to work every day, hates a nigga on welfare. Like, nigga, get a job. I got 2, you can't get one? I would give you lazy ass one of mine. But you get fucked up and get laid off, they wouldn't hire another nigga for 10 years. Shit, a black woman that got two kids going to work every day, busting her ass, hates a bitch with 9 kids getting a welfare check. Like, bitch, stop fucking. Stop fucking. Stop it. Put the dick down. Put it down. Get a job. Yes, you can get a job. And get a job holding dicks. Whatever you do, get paid to do it. Tired of this shit, man. Tired, tired, tired. And it ain't all black people on welfare, shit. White people on welfare, too. White people on welfare. But we can't give a fuck about them. We just gotta do our own thing. We can't go, oh, they fucked up, we could be fucked up. That's ignorant. White people on, yeah. Because first of all, they try to make it look like, you know, there ain't even that many black people in the country, okay? Black people are 10% of the fucking population. Black people in New York, D.C., L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, like 10 places, okay? Black people in Minnesota. So all you find, only black people in Minnesota is Prince and Kirby Puckett. Okay? Shit, the whole rest of the country, the other 40 states, is filled up with broke-ass white people. Broke-ass, living in a trailer home, eating mayonnaise sandwiches, fucking their sister, listening to John Cougar Mellencamp records. Fuck out of here, man. And they need your help. Nah, man. And I see some black people looking at me, man. Why you gotta say that? Why you gotta say that? It ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. Please cut the fucking shit, okay? 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 When I go to the money machine tonight, all right? I ain't looking over my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas. Shit. Ted Koppel ain't never took shit from me. Niggas have. Shit, you think I got 3 guns in my house because the media outside? Oh, shit, Mike Wallace, run! Fuck out of here, man! Tired of this shit. Tired, tired, tired of this shit, man. I don't know, man. I need to go back to school. That's what I need to do. Oh, let me stop, man. I need to go to school. Well, you know what's wild? You black, you get more respect coming out of jail than school. You get no respect coming out of school. You come out of jail, you're the fucking man. Where's your nigga? You come out of school, nobody gives a fuck. Hey, man, I got out of school, got my master's. So what, bitch? You punk-ass bitch. Don't come around with all that reading and shit. Don't come around with all that counting shit. I can count too. 1, 2, 4, 5, so what? You counting these rocks, bitch? Degree. Niggas don't care. Hey, man, I got my master's. What, you my master now? I'm supposed to listen to your punk ass? Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. So what, you got a master's degree? So what, you got a motherfucking master's degree? Oh, you the smart art nigga, huh? You the smart art nigga. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Can you kick my ass? All niggas want to know. I dropped out of school. Dropped out, sorry. Got myself a GED. You know what GED stands for? Good Enough Diploma. You know what GED's bullshit is? Now, let me get this straight. I can make up 4 years in 6 hours. As soon as you get your GED, somebody always got the nerve to go, now I ain't go to college. Slow down. I think it's obvious high school was busting my ass. You can't go to no college with no GED. Only college you can go to with a GED is community college. You know why they call community college? Because anybody in the community can go, a crackhead, prostitute, drug dealer, come on in. Community college is like a disco with books. Here's $10, I'm gonna get my learn on. So I was in community college, I'm in there, figure, let me take some shit I know. So I took a black history class. I gotta know this, right? I'm black, right? I get a B just for showing up, right? Wrong. Failed it. Ain't that some sad shit? A black man fell in black history. That's sad. Cause you know fat people don't fail cooking. That's paprika. Failed black history. Why? Cause I didn't know shit about Africa. Cause you know, you go to white schools, you learn Europe up the ass. Never learned shit about it. I still don't know shit about it. Only thing I know about Africa, it's far. Africa is far, far away. Africa's like a 35-hour flight. So you know that boat ride was real long. The boat ride's so long, there's still slaves on their way here. I didn't know nothing in school. All I knew was Martin Luther King. That's all they ever teach you in school about black people. Martin Luther King. That's my answer to everything. Martin Luther King. What's the capital of Zaire? Martin Luther King. Can you tell us the name of the woman that would not leave her seat on the bus? Ooh, that's hard. Are you sure it was a woman? Oh, I got it. Martina Luther King. You know what's so sad, man? You know what's wild? Martin Luther King stood for nonviolence. Now what's Martin Luther King? A street. And I don't give a fuck where you in America. If you're on Martin Luther King Boulevard, there's some violence going down. It ain't the safest place to be. You can't call nobody, tell them you lost on MLK. I'm lost, I'm on Martin Luther King. Run! 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 The media's there! Sad, sad, sad. I don't know, man. A lot of women here tonight, that's good. I like women, my mother's a woman, that helps. You know one cool thing about women? Women get to have platonic friends. He's my pal, he's my bud. He's my platonic friend, I love him like a brother. He's my bud, my platonic friend. Men don't have platonic friends, okay? We just have women we haven't fucked yet. As soon as I figure this out, I'm in there. We got some platonic friends, but oh no, I got some, but they all by accident. Every platonic friend I got is some woman I was trying to fuck. I made a wrong turn somewhere and ended up in the friend zone. Oh no, I'm in the friend zone. Oh. Women keep platonic friends forever. Why? Because you never know. That's right, they get rid of girlfriends every 6 months. What happened to Pam? She thinks she cute. But they keep them platonic friends forever. Why? Because you never know. What happened to Carol? I can't hang with her. But they keep them platonic friends forever. Why? Because you never know. You know what a platonic friend is to a woman? It's like a dick in a glass case. In case of emergency, break open glass. And fellas, if your woman got platonic friends, that's who she'll be fucking when you mess up. One of them guys you ain't even thinking about. Boy, she be crying on the shoulder, I can't believe this happened. I'm so glad you're here. That's right. It's gonna happen to you. You know the next man to fuck your woman. You've met him. He's been in your house. He's ate your food. He's drank your wine. And he shall betray you. Women got it good. One thing I learned about women. Guys, never ask a woman how many men she slept with. Because you don't want to know. Just be happy you're fucking her now. Why you want to know? You ain't discovering shit. You ain't putting a flag nowhere. Just be happy you're getting it now. Why you wanna know? Why? Why you wanna know? First of all, no matter what she say, it's too much for you. No matter what she say, she can go two. You be like, two? 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 No, two. Two. Woo. I guess that's how you was raised. Women don't lie. Why you want to make your woman? Because she's going to lie. Women will lie about how many guys she fucked in court. They don't care. Yeah, I swear. Yeah. If she says three, that's 10. So you got to give every woman like a 7-dick curve. That's more like 3 dicks to the 8th power. And women, y'all think y'all slick. Y'all ain't slick. I know the game, I watch it unfold, boy. You ask a woman how many guys she fucked, she's not gonna tell you how many guys she fucked. She'll tell you how many boyfriends she had. Because women only count their boyfriends. That's right, they don't count all those miscellaneous dicks they had. You know, that guy they met at the club, the guy they fucked from the club that night, oh, that time they fucked Bobby Brown, oh, the guy they fucked in Jamaica, that's another country, it don't count. I thought we just talking about domestic dick. Women got it good. Good. I don't know, I feel sorry for women sexually sometimes. Because, you know, men, we only have one responsibility. Knock it out. That's it. Be good in bed. That's your only responsibility. Women, you know, they could be good, but sometimes they try not to be too good. You know what I mean? And women, sometimes women have to ration out the pussy, you know? Because they want the man to think they got a good woman, but they don't want him to think he got a freak. So they got to ration out the pussy. Okay, I'm going to fuck him now, but I won't suck his dick for 2 weeks. All right, I'm going to suck his dick now, but I won't lick his balls till next month. All right, I'm going to lick his balls now, but I won't lick his ass till next year. See, men, we got all our tricks right away. Whatever we got, just give it. Whatever. We can't hold nothing back. We don't know if there's gonna be a return engagement. So we got to go for it. I just don't know. I'm just at another phase of my life now. Just at another point in my life, you know. Time to settle down. Time to settle down. That's what time it is. Time to settle down, boy. Women always ready to settle down. She, a woman go on 4 good dates. She's like, why are we bullshitting? What are you waiting for? Men never ready to settle down. Men don't settle down. We surrender. All right, I'm married. All right. All right, damn, okay. Just tell me the day before, I'll be there, all right, damn. No, eventually you gotta, every man got, especially men, you gotta settle down. You know why you gotta settle down eventually? Because you don't want to be the old guy in the club. You know what I'm talking about. Any club you go into, there's always one old guy. He ain't really old, just a little too old to be in the club. You don't want to be that brother. So you got to settle down. So you get to a point in your life, you got to figure out what's important to you. On one hand, you got commitment. You and your woman together, living, sharing, loving, growing. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. And you know that. But before you can settle down, you got to get over this other shit. That's right, because every man's got a choice to make. Every single man in here got a choice to make. And you know what the choice is. Commitment or new pussy? That is the question. Commitment or new pussy? You know, commitment will give you a headache every now and then. New pussy always clears your mind. But But you got to think about life in the long term. Now, people tell you life is short. No, it's not. Life is long. Especially if you make the wrong decisions. And in the long term, if I'm sick, is new pussy gonna take care of me? No. If I'm hungry, is new pussy gonna feed me? New pussy can't cook. If I got a baby, is new pussy gonna teach him how to read? New pussy's illiterate. So I gotta come back to commitment and turn this old pussy into new pussy. That's right, I got to recycle the pussy. I got to recycle the pussy. Cause that's what relationships are all about, recycling, keeping it new. If it ain't new, it's through. But fellas, when you decide to commit, you got to commit. You got to commit. Can't cheat. Wanna cheat? Can't cheat. Dying to cheat? Can't cheat. Can't wait to cheat? Can't cheat. Shit, some guys gotta go to rehab not to cheat. It's hard not to cheat. Women don't wanna hear that shit. It's hard not to cheat. You know why it's hard not to cheat? Because women like men that are in relationships. Guys know what I'm talking about. When you were single, nobody was thinking about your ugly ass. Then your woman got a hold of you, she cut your hair, washed you down, gave you a lifesaver, wiped all the crust out your eyes. Now everybody wanna fuck you. When you were single, nobody was calling your ass up. Now your phone ringing off the hook. Crazy, freaking sex calls like, hey, what you doing? You know, me and my girlfriend are having a dick sucking contest. And we thought you'd be a good judge. You never got that call when you were single. Now you get it every Tuesday. But you can't cheat. Can't cheat. You know why? Because you're going to get caught. You going to get caught. I don't care who you are, you're 007. You going to get caught. You are going to get caught. And you don't want to get caught. But I'd rather get caught stealing some shit from the government than to get caught cheating on a woman. Because I got caught out there about 5 years ago. I remember like it was yesterday. A woman found 2 condoms in my pocket. But it was a pack of 3. And all I get was, where's the other condom? Where's the other condom? Where the fuck's the other condom? Where is the condom? Yo, women are just like the police. They can have all the evidence in the world, but they want the confession. But I know you did it, just admit it. I know you did it, just admit it. I know you did it, I got it on film. I know you did it, just admit it. I found a blonde hair. You was fucking a crack-ass cracker, wasn't you? I know you did it, just admit it. Can you be a man? Can you be a fucking man and say that you're there? Was it good? Did she toss you salad? I know you did it, just admit it. And if that don't work, then women get psychological on your ass and try to trick you into confessing. Then they start going, it'll be all right if you just say you did it. It'll be all right if you just say you did it. Honey, it'll be all right if you just say you did it. If you hear that shit 900 times, you start losing your mind. You start thinking, I guess it'll be all right. If I just say I did it. Honey, I did it. It's all right. No, it ain't all right. I can't believe you did that. I thought you said you knew. I didn't know till you told me. And time goes by. And she forgives you. But she never forgets. And you driving to grandma's house. She's like, oh, babe, I'll make a right turn right here. Did you make a right with that bitch? No, from now on, no matter where we go, it's all left turns. You understand? You know what the crazy shit is? You cheated on your woman. She shouldn't trust you no more. But she does. Eventually she does. But you know what happens now? Now you don't trust her. You cheated on her, now you don't trust her. What kind of ignorant shit is that? You know what happened? You just fucked around your woman. You know what happens when you fuck around your woman? You just gave her a get some dick free card. You never know when she gonna cash it in. But yo, it might get to the point. She found out you was cheating. She wanna break up. If she wanna break up, run. You got off lucky. But you ain't gonna get that lucky. No, no, no. As soon as you get to the door, she's like, no, no. Let's work it out. You know what work it out means? Payback. You know what the first part of payback is? You ain't getting no pussy for a long time. Boy, you ain't gonna get no pussy till the Bills win the Super Bowl. And she gonna make sure you get no new pussy either, because she getting you a beeper, a cellular phone, a car phone, gonna put one of things on your ankles like a prisoner. And every time you leave the house, you gotta check in. I'm outside, I'm on the car, I'm in the car, I'm on the road, I'm at the supermarket, I bought a pack of fries, I'm coming home, I got some buns, I'm on my way, I ran a light, the cops is chasing me, they chasing me. I ran out the car, they shot me in the leg. I'm hopping, I'm almost home, I'm in the driveway, I'm right next to you. I love you.